It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Renkema with 91X News. Wallbridge Loyalist Road is clear to drive on again. Police reopened the road after the scene of a two-car accident was cleared. Two people were rushed to hospital after one car T-boned another at highway speeds. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says a bill tabled today will give police the tools they need to deal with cybercriminals. He's rejecting the NDP claim that the bill threatens to turn Canada into a surveillance society, saying it strikes a balance between giving police new tools and protecting privacy rights.
This is something that telcos do in other countries. In fact, this legislation is not unique. In fact, Canada is out of step in terms of these types of technological legislative provisions. The United States certainly has this, and there are requirements of the telcos to provide that information.
The bill would give police access to names, addresses, telephone numbers, and email addresses, all without a court warrant. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he wants executives in Ontario's public sector to lead by example when it comes to their high salaries. He says hospital and university executives need to do their part to slay Ontario's deficit, just like elected politicians have done. The Crown is asking a judge to sentence the first person convicted in the Stanley Cup riot to more than a year in jail. 20-year-old Ryan Dickinson is the first person to plead guilty in the riot. He will be sentenced for joining in on the mayhem that followed Game 7 of the Stanley Cup final last June. Dickinson admits he helped trash an unmarked police vehicle and later vandalized a clothing store in downtown Vancouver. Dalton McGuinty is reaffirming his support for mandatory minimum sentences after a judge struck one down for a gun crime.
An Ontario Superior Court judge says sending a first-time offender to prison for 3 years for illegally possessing a loaded gun is cruel and unusual punishment. The judge says there's no tangible evidence mandatory minimums reduce violent crime. There's no word if the province plans to appeal the ruling. Premier McGuinty says in a tweet that Ontario supports mandatory minimums for gun crimes and notes the province is backing mandatory sentences in another case at the appeal level. Brian Porto, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Picket lines could be up at midnight tonight at Brock University in St. Catharines. Representatives of the university resumed talks Monday with a government mediator. They're trying to reach a deal for 45 instructors who teach English as a second language. Whitney Houston's funeral on Saturday will not be an extravaganza for the thousands. Instead, the owner of a Newark, New Jersey funeral home says it will be a small, private event at the church Houston attended as a little girl. The owner says Houston's mother feels a large sports venue would not be appropriate and that the service must take place in a church. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Mark Venema with sports.
The Detroit Red Wings will be looking to make history tonight. A win over the Dallas Stars tonight would be the Red Wings' 21st straight victory at home, a new NHL record. Detroit suffered their last home loss in early November. 9 games on tap around the NHL tonight, including top Eastern teams Boston and New York facing off. New York is looking to stretch its win streak to 4, while the Bruins go after their third win in 4 games. Also, Toronto visits Calgary, the Islanders are at Winnipeg, and Tampa Bay hosts Ottawa. In local hockey action tonight, it's playoff time in Wellington. The Dukes kick off their 2012 playoff schedule when they host the Kingston Voyageurs at the Duke Dome. Also tonight, the Napanee Raiders look to square up their things with Port Hope. The Raiders fell to the Panthers 3-1 last night in Port Hope. Series shifts to Napanee tonight with the Raiders trailing 1-0. To the hardwood, the Toronto Raptors are in action in what should be a very closely watched match. The biggest story in the NBA right now, Jeremy Lin and his New York Knicks teammates will be tipping off with the Raps at the ACC. Lin, a rookie guard out of Harvard, has averaged 26.8 points in his last few games. Lin says there's a great atmosphere surrounding the team.
I think there's like a fresh energy with everybody, especially with Amari and Melo back. I mean, obviously Melo's still working through stuff, but he's back with the team.
And on a sad note, former NFL player Freddie Solomon has died from liver cancer. The Dolphins and 49ers wide receiver known as Fabulous Freddie was 59. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91X Weather.
Plus 3 and mostly cloudy today with a chance of some flurries overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 3 degrees. And for Thursday, a milder 4 degrees with some rain expected to carry on. It's 3 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with Mark Venema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.